You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So we are an advocacy group founded in 2018 that focuses primarily on the experiences of women, Waikini, girls, children in our urban environment. And we do this because women have historically been quite left out of city planning and the building of cities. And so we wanted to create a group that would elevate their voices, because not all women have a lot of time to do the submissions, the constant submissions that come out of council, you know, for a raised table crossing or on an expensive motorway. And so we wanted to be able to give a voice to all the women that, you know, can't typically make their submissions or raise their voice on every single issue that comes up across the city.
Would you be able to elaborate on how space is predominantly designed around men?
Yeah, well, for example, our very car-orientated cities, a lot of those decisions were made by men, for men, to have car-orientated cities and car-orientated development. And we know that women actually prefer taking sustainable modes. Women prefer walking, and if they had the choice, they'd love to be able to cycle. They take public transport more than men, and they walk more than men. But our cities are really designed for the car, and men drive more than women do. So, yeah, you do the math, I guess, or the girl math on that one. But that's one way. And then there's plenty of ways in which women's experiences are just not really designed for in our cities. Everything from lack of pram ramps to, like, infrequent public transport. So I just said that women take public transport more than men, yet our bus services are pretty poor and pretty infrequent, and they also don't really exist outside of the peak. So our public transport system, for example, is really designed around the 9-to-5 workday, getting to work around 9 and getting home again. But women actually take quite diverse trips. Like, we do a lot of trip chaining, so we go across the city. We don't just go straight into the city centre. And we make a lot of trips during the day. We also do, we don't just go to work. We also have to pick up kids from school and go do the groceries, and we do all the admin. And those are all really diverse trips that are just not really counted for in our public transport system. And, you know, if you try to walk or cycle to those things, well, that's pretty much, the infrastructure for that is pretty much non-existent. So that's one way in which our cities have been designed without thinking about the kinds of needs that women have.
So you've done surveys before, and you've found that women make up a high percentage of taking public transport and cycling.
Yeah, that didn't come from our surveys. That's actually come from surveys done or research done by NZTA, for example, and also internationally. That's what the figures are like as well. You know, women walk more and take public transport internationally, but also NZTA have those surveys. Our survey looked at... But our original one in 2018, 2019 was looking at harassment and safety in cities, and we found that over 75% of women had been harassed and felt unsafe in our cities. And it also looked at the kind of modes that women would prefer to take if there was a choice, and women overwhelmingly preferred would want to cycle or walk or take public transport if it was safe to do so, or they felt comfortable to do so. So that's kind of more what our survey looked at a few years ago, and we're just redoing it again just to make sure that things haven't changed, or just, you know, to figure out what's going on now and get a little bit more specific too. We want to know, like, where some of the issues are happening. So, like, if it's a specific road, if there's, like, a bus stop that's been really problematic, we want to hear about those kinds of things in our survey so that we can actually start to really, like, target some of those areas and make sure that we work with, you know, Auckland Council and Auckland Transport and other councils across Aotearoa to make some of those really specific spots a lot safer as well.
So the survey is a revisit from one that you've already done, and for the listeners that don't know, Women in Urbanism Group is currently doing a survey compiling what Emma's just said. And when and where can they find this survey?
Well, you can... through the Google primarily. The website link is womeninurbanism.co.nz/urban-experiences, and that should bring up the survey. Go to our website womeninurbanism.co.nz to find out more about that.
So you did mention some points briefly before. But what's next for the survey?
Yeah, we'll use the survey to, again, lobby councils and speak to councils and give them an evidence base as to why they need to make safety improvements or why they need to design things in a particular way to address the concerns of marginalised voices and women's voices. We don't have very much data or, surveys that relate to the experiences of women here in Aotearoa. And so we're really trying to fill a gap.